There is plenty of snow in the forecast. It's still cold outside, bitterly cold, actually. But we can warm you up by talking some spring sports here. Lacrosse has started, and the University of Maryland won on Saturday over Mount St. Mary 16-3 as we start our local college lacrosse preview here. John Tillman, the head coach of the Terps, joins us. Coach Tillman, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So right now Maryland ranks sixth in the nation, a big 16-3 win over Mount St. Mary's. What can you glean and take away from a win like that this early in the year?
Well, and that's the thing. I think you mentioned it. Early in the year, it's hard to know what to expect. We're certainly, like a lot of programs, you know, you always seem to lose a great group of young men every year, you know, with the leadership they provide, but also, you know, the skill sets they provided for you and some guys that have gone through the war. So, you know, you're really hoping early season, you know, some new guys step up and you know, seize the opportunities that are presented in front of them. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen on game day. You certainly have some scrimmages and practices, but game day is always different. And I think just getting out there, playing against somebody different, you know, letting some of those guys, especially the newcomers, you know, play in Bird Stadium, knowing that, you know, this is what it's really all about, getting past that, hopefully will be helpful for us going down the road here.
And now coming up on this Saturday, you're home against UMBC. That should be a good one. And then it gets really interesting from there, Syracuse, Duke, and a lot of the normal schools that you face every year. I have to ask you, Coach, it's a big topic right now. We've been lamenting the fact that every time the Maryland basketball team plays in Chapel Hill or coming up tonight in Charlottesville and this Saturday in Durham, it's the last ACC contest between schools with such traditional and with such a long resume with each other and tradition and everything else. Are you feeling that way at all right now, or are you just so focused on your season?
Yeah, I think, you know, you talk to most college coaches, and they'll tell you that once the season hits, and it's not like we don't do it in the fall or the summer, but I think there's a little bit of a more of a sense of urgency come season time that we're pretty locked in. We really just need to focus on the things that we can control and what's in front of us, and we owe it to, you know, all the young men in our locker room and the people that are passionate about our program to do everything that we can to try to put them in a position to play their best and control those things. Everything else, it's really stuff that, you know, I'd be wasting my time focusing on things that I couldn't make much of an impact on right now.
Can you tell me at all what Big Ten lacrosse will look like for Maryland in the future?
You know, I think it's hard to tell. I think it's pretty exciting for the sport, you know, when you look at some of the institutions involved. And, you know, obviously yesterday, you know, I didn't see the game, but saw the score. And, you know, and obviously Ohio State and Hopkins going to, you know, overtime. So obviously those are two, you know, talented teams and well-coached teams. And so you got some obviously good programs there, and you got emerging power in at least a program in Michigan. And Penn State's done a very good job, and Rutgers is a well-coached team that, you know, has had lacrosse for a long time. So I think top to bottom it would be pretty exciting for a lot of people, and you hope that if some of those programs in the Midwest do well, it does spread maybe to other universities in the Midwest and the far West, and I think that would be great for our sport and everybody involved.
John Tillman, the head lacrosse coach at the University of Maryland, is with us here on WBAL. Certainly it would make it interesting to go out and win an ACC championship this year. It won't be easy, as always. A lot of highly ranked teams, UNC, Duke, Maryland, and now the additions of Syracuse and the additions of Notre Dame as well. The ACC is losing Maryland, but it remains incredibly stout, maybe even stronger than ever, certainly deeper and just more teams than ever.
Yeah, you know, you look at every team in the ACC right now, and all have strong traditions, well-coached, talented rosters. So it's going to be certainly a challenge, but I think it's something that, you know, the young guys in all of our locker rooms, they're excited about.
John, I want to ask you about Matt Rambo, the freshman, 4 goals, 2 assists in his first game in the 16-3 win over Mount St. Mary's. Do you get too excited after an opening act like that, or do you have to kind of hold back your emotions when you see a freshman have 6 points in his first game?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to take this whole thing, you know, week to week and game by game, and I think it's important to do so. You know, Matt as a guy that was pretty heralded coming out of high school, yet, you know, if you ever get to know Matt, that's certainly not something that came from him. He's a really humble guy. He's a very low-key guy, and if you ever talk to him, he's more excited about, you know, giving the the props to his teammates than he is trying to take some of that acclaim for himself. And that tells you a lot about the type of guy he is. He loves to play. He loves to compete. And he's kind of a natural goal scorer, but, you know, he gets as much excitement about setting up a teammate or, you know, picking up a tough ground ball as he does just about anything. But I think he loves to play lacrosse, but it doesn't define who he is. And that speaks to me a lot about who he is and how he was raised.
How rare is that for an 18-year-old freshman to be that way, that mature?
I think, you know, he's obviously got great parents. You know, he's got an older brother that's been down that road before. And that's, you know, for a guy, you know, his age, he really, you know, was really highly pubbed after a couple of recruiting camps after his freshman year. And I think that was, you know, as much as a lot of people would say it's a great thing, I think he did so well that every time he's gone out on the field, you know, he's been expected to be this, you know, dynamite player that's supposed to produce and be unbelievable every game. And I think just based on what people have built him up to be, and I don't think that's an easy thing to do. You know, he's a pretty unassuming guy. He wants his team to win, and, you know, he's more concerned about just getting a W than he is his stats. And I think one of the key things for him, he transferred from Abington High School to LaSalle his sophomore year. And the people at LaSalle just did a tremendous job. Pat Leahy, Billy Leahy, who's the coach there, just did a great job just really pushing him and challenging him, holding him accountable, you know, making sure he did a great job with school. You know, they didn't make any concessions because he was a great player. And, you know, Matt really grew and matured from that. And I think he'll be the first to tell you that was a really worthwhile experience in terms of his maturity, his academic development, but also, you know, they won a state championship. And then that's a pretty special thing to be part of, too.
John Tillman, the head lacrosse coach at Maryland, with us here on BAL. And Coach Tillman, from the freshman to the senior goalie, in this case, Nick Amato, very rare to have a four-year starter, a redshirt senior in at goalie. How much of an advantage is that to have over the course of such a tough campaign that you have through the ACC and the entire regular season and into the postseason, someone who's done it before and been there before?
Well, it's funny. There's another guy that is a LaSalle product from Philly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we feel like we're doing a little bit of a LaSalle commercial tonight. But give those guys their kudos. They're producing some pretty good ones. But, you know, having a guy that's been there and done that, it is, you know, pretty comforting because Nico, you know, he's proved himself in big games. He's been very consistent, remarkably so. He seems to play bigger in the bigger games, which is, you know, something that some athletes thrive on, some guys shy away from. He seems to love the big moment. So I applaud him for that. And he works incredibly hard. He's very competitive. He doesn't like to come out at practice, you know, and he wants to be in there for as many reps as possible. And that part I can admire. Sometimes we have to temper that a little bit. But I love his competitive nature, his standards he holds for himself every day. And he doesn't back off from those things. He really does want to be great. He just doesn't want to be good.
John Tillman and his Terrapins, again, home against UMBC on Saturday. And they won 16-3 over Mount St. Mary's. They are 1-0, ranked 6th in the nation. Coach Tillman, best of luck this year. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Go Terps.